الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من يضمن لي ما بين لحيي وما بين رجلي، وفي رواية وما بين فخذي، أضمن له الجنة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من صمت نجا. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: كل كلام ابن آدم عليه لا له إلا أمر بمعروف أو نهي عن منكر أو ذكر الله. وعن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من نجا؟ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أمسك عليك لسانك وليسعك بيتك وابكي على خطيئتك، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم رب زدني علما، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. Honorable and respected مشايخ، respectable علماء، أساتذة الكرام، respected elders، colleagues، my friends and children, and the listeners listening through the internet. First and foremost, I would like to greet you with the greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Darulum ke sab talaba wahan dining hall mein jaldi chale jayein. Darulum ke talaba zara wahan pahunch jayein, please.
Secondly, once again, it's a privilege for myself today and an honor to be present here and to share and spare some thoughts with you. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He make me say those words which will be of benefit and beneficial to myself and to yourself as well. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Respected brothers, the topic allocated to me today is controlling the tongue. It's a big issue. We're all requiring to control ourselves. And I make a humble appeal as well. Let's be silent. Let's observe silence and let's listen with the ears of our heart. Let's listen with attentive ears. If we listen, inshaAllah, with an attentive ear, I swear by the name of Allah. I swear by the name of Allah. The words we say and the words we hear will most definitely be of benefit to us, inshaAllah. So brothers, let's listen. And if you listen attentively, inshaAllah, Allah will give me the tawfiq as well to say a few words, inshaAllah, with His blessings only. The tongue, it's a piece of flesh. But this piece of flesh can make wonders, can't it? You might say to a person very politely, "How are you?" And they might fall for you. You might say to a person the same way, the same wording in a different way, "How are you?" They could offend a person. So the same flesh, the same words you're using, but in a different manner, a different style, different dialect, it brings a different product with a different effect. This piece of tongue, if we control it in the manner our Sharia, al-Islam, has guided us, inshaAllah, thumma inshaAllah, we will be successful in this world and in the hereafter, inshaAllah. The same piece of flesh, if we abuse it, if we use it in a wrong way, it could hurt a person. It could smash a person's heart into pieces. It could break a person's heart into pieces. And then for you to join those pieces again, it's going to be a very difficult task. You know what you said to me? You remember? You know, we always make, and we always try to make that person remember what they said to us. This piece of flesh, subhanallah. Our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, "مَنْ يَضْمَنْ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لِحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ أَضْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ." Whosoever will take the guarantee of taking control of what's between their jaws, meaning the tongue, if we take this responsibility, that we take control of our tongue, we know what we say, we understand what we say, we know what we're speaking about, we know what we're talking about, then Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Aghman lahu al-jannah," that I personally will take the guarantee of entering that person into Jannah, subhanallah. Now can anybody give us that guarantee? Nobody. But who is giving this? Who is the guarantor? The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوهَىٰ. Whatever he says is directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not from the Quran statement. It's not book of laws of anybody. This is wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's saying to us categorically, "I will personally take the guarantee of entering you into Jannah." Now just imagine how important this issue is. We're walking in the streets. Every two steps we take, brothers, let's look into our own selves. Every two steps we take, we say a B word. We say the F word. We say the P word. We swear right, left, and all angles. Can you please observe silence We're trying to control our tongues here. We're getting the lesson of controlling the tongue. So let's show it practically that we've come, inshallah, to better ourselves. Alhamdulillah, your ulama and mashayikh and your elders are giving lectures to you. They're giving you advice. They're not giving you any old advice. This is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the words of the Quran al-Kareem. If we show respect to these words, my brothers, then the respect of al-Islam will come into our hearts. But if we show a blind eye, and if we see to our minds, well, let these movies speak what they want to speak. We're not going to give importance to what they say. Then I'll tell you one thing, brothers. This could have an adverse effect on ourselves. This is why the ulama say, when the adhan is called out, when the muazzin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, we have to reply by saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is ijabah, to reply to the muazzin. And the ulama say that if a person is listening to the adhan, and he is not doing any religious, he is not talking anything religious, he's talking about the worldly things, he's talking about something which does not concern him in real sense, that person is talking about something which has got nothing to do with deen, the ulama states categorically that he will be creating qasamatul qalb, his heart will become hard. Allahu Akbar. Mukhayyib will break his heart. So let's take heed, brothers. We've got all the time afterwards to talk. So let's listen with an attentive ear. So like I was saying, we're walking in the streets and we're swearing. We're saying the F words. We're saying the B words. And we feel proud. Unfortunately. If you meet with somebody in the street, in the street corner, and somebody says, how are you? You this and that and the other. Then call that person with a swear, Allahu Akbar. You this and that and the other. How are you? How are you doing? True or false? It's true. They won't say, oh Muhammad. They won't call that person with the name, but they say, oh you this and that and the other. How are you? Now, it's become a habit for everybody. It's become like part of their life. It's become something which is takes the place of a digestive. Yeah, until they don't say that, the food's not going to digest. So they want to say these swears, and they feel some kind of unease until they don't say these words, unfortunately. But remember, my brothers, we have to control our tongues. These swears are of no benefit to us. We don't feel comfortable until we don't tell lies. Subhanallah, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith, كَبُرَتْ خِيَانَةً أَن تُحَدِّثَ أَخَاكَ حَدِيثًا هُوَ لَكَ بِهِ مُصَدِّقٌ وَأَنْتَ لَهُ بِهِ كَاذِبٌ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That it is from the greatest betrayal. You know, it's from the greatest betrayal that a person says something to his brother, and in his talk, his brother thinks that he is telling me the truth, but in reality, he's saying a lie. Many a times we say to our friends, you know, call somebody's here for you, in a joke. We joke with them. So go on, somebody's here for you, somebody's calling you. But then, that person goes to find out, but nobody was calling him. Now this sentence of saying to that person, somebody's calling you, it's one of the greatest betrayal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in another hadith, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. Whosoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whosoever believes in Allah, and whosoever believes on the last day, then they should say what is right. Otherwise, they should stay quiet. Should stay quiet. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if we say, we should say good. If we can't say anything good, then stay quiet. نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. حسد ان حدیث ایوری ورڈ دیٹ من کائنڈ سے کل کلام ابن آدم علی اٹ ول گو اگینسٹ دیٹ پرسن آن دا ڈے آف قیامہ لا لہ اٹ ول ناٹ بی ان دیٹ پرسنز فیور ایکسپٹ الا امر بمعروف اف اے پرسن انجوائز گڈ او نہی عن منکر اف ہی فوربڈز فرام ایول او ذکر اللہ or if he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will go in his favor. Everything else will go against him. Now the controlling of the tongue, it's so important, because this is a vehicle of trying to express what's in the heart. What a person wants to say, they can say it with the tongue. And it's a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we save God our tongues, Subhanallah, we will save ourselves from so many calamities. We know of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he mentions that all the limbs of the body, all the parts of the body, in the early part of the morning, say, take care of yourself. Because if you don't care to take care of yourself, we're going to be having to pay the penalty of what you say. So our tongues, we have to control them. We have to make sure that what we say is right. What we say is just. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. All you people who believe, have the conscience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And speak justly. Speak justly. Don't speak unjustly. Subhanallah. Once a sahabi, before he came into the fold of Islam, he came to the khidmah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadrat Jabir ibn Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, and Jabir ibn Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, Ra'aytu rajulan yasturu an-nas al-ra'i wa la yaqulu shay'a illa sadaru anhu. Hazrat Jabir ibn Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala says that once I came to a gathering where there was a person sitting there, and I saw this person sitting there, and I saw people there, and the people would go to this person and they would take mashwara advice from that person, and I saw that whatever this person was to say, they would immediately act on his advice. They would immediately act on his advice. قُلْتُ مَنْ هَذَا. He says, I asked the assembly there, the people that were gathered there, who is this person? The Sahaba ikram, Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in, who were present there. They said, قالوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. They said, this is the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadrat Jabir ibn Sulaym came close to Nabi Pak صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he said, عليك السلام. عليك السلام. He says, I said, عليك السلام مرتين, twice. Nabi Pak صلى الله عليه وسلم gave me an answer by saying, لا تقول عليك السلام. Don't say عليك السلام. For this سلام, تحية الميت, this is the greeting of the deceased. This is not what you say to a person who is living. بل قل السلام عليك. But say السلام عليكم. Thereafter, the whole hadith is mentioned. Furthermore, it is narrated in this hadith, Hazrat Jabir ibn Sulaym, the person comes to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's seeing this. So now he's seeing this, that the people were asking him, and immediately they were acting upon his advice. And he says, قُلْتُ. Hazrat Jabir ibn Sulaym says, إِخِدْ عَلَيْهِ. Give me some advice. Give me some advice. He's asking who? Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. The first advice given to Hazrat Jabir ibn Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala an by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, La tasubbanna ahada. La tasubbanna ahada. Don't you swear at anybody. Allahu Akbar. Don't swear to anybody. Nowadays, we get angry, immediately a swear comes out from our mouth. You this, you that, and the other. And Hazrat Jabir ibn Sulaym says, Allahu Akbar, look at the way the Sahaba gave their loyalty to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَمَا سَبَبْتُ بَعْدَ فَمَا سَبَبْتُ بَعْدَ حُرًّا وَلَا عَبْدًا وَلَا بَعِيرًا وَلَا شَاتَ. Allahu Akbar. He says, from that moment of time, after that time, I never swore with no human being to no animal. Allahu Akbar. He says, I never swore after that time to no slave, to no person who was a free man. I never swore to a sheep. I never swore to a camel. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Furthermore, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving him advice again. He says, وَلَا تَحْقِرَنَّ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَا تَحْقِرَنَّ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ. Don't undermine any righteous deed. Allahu Akbar. We might be doing a little deed, but the blessings of that deed will be so great, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. لا تَحْقِرَنَّ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ. Don't undermine any small deed which you can do. Allahu Akbar. لا تحقرن صغيرة فإن الجبال من الخطا. Don't take a small thing, a small, because that creates mountains. So further, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving him third advice and he's saying, وَإِن تُكَلِّمْ أَخَاكَ وَأَنْتَ مُنْبَتَةٌ إِلَيْهِ وَجْهُكَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ. Subhanallah. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ. Don't make a greeny face. Be happy, chill out, man. Show a good face. You're there serious. You're there serious. Person looks at you, shivering down his, shivers go down his backside, on his spiral bone. You just feel scared. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so free with people. Subhanallah. He was so free with his Sahaba. It is beyond our comparison. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been given the ni'mah of Rab. Nusir to the Rab. He was given this. But it was not fear. They weren't fearing. If they were to fear Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody would ask a question to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No. But no, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very gentle. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you meet or when you talk to your brother, or when you talk to them, in the state that you are happy and you're giving them a smiling face, in the ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ, this is also a righteous deed. Subhanallah. Don't undermine this. The great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a time a person could say a few words inshallah and that could have benefited that person. Furthermore, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives some more advice. And he says, إِرْفَقْ إِزَارَكْ إِلَىٰ نِسْفِ السَّاقِ. إِرْفَقْ إِزَارَكْ إِلَىٰ نِسْفِ السَّاقِ. That lift your trousers and your shirt and your garment until half of your shins. فَإِنْ أَبَيْتَ فَإِلَىٰ الْكَعْبَيْنِ. If you can't do that, then at least over your ankles. Now brothers, let's think for a minute. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in another hadith, مَا أَسْفَلَ مِنَ الْكَعْبَيْنِ مِنَ الْعِزَارِ فَفِي النَّارِ. Whatsoever will be under the ankle will burn in the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. Will burn in the hellfire. If that piece of cloth is going to be burning in the hellfire, then most definitely that part of the body will also burn in the hellfire. If our feet are going to be burning in the hellfire, then most definitely the person's body will be burning in the hellfire. Allah favors my brothers in Islam. Allah favors. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And he says, إِرْفَ إِزَارَكَ. Lift your izar until the half of your shins. فَإِنْ أَبَيْتَ فَإِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. And if you can't do that, then at least above your ankles. Nowadays, we want to be street cleaners. We want to clean the streets with our jubbas. It gets dirty, we don't mind. We can always wash it afterwards. But we want to be hands down. This is, should be the practice of a woman. We're becoming feminine, Allahu Akbar. A woman should keep it hanging down. For a maid, they should keep it above the ankles. And we should be proud of keeping our jubbas hanging down, keeping our trousers hanging down, above, below our ankles. When Nabi Pak is saying, lift them above. Let me tell you one thing. Nabi Pak, what he says is with wisdom. What he says is with wisdom. And the scientists of today, they have done research. You see, why has this prophet of theirs said such a thing? That keep your trousers above the ankles. Should I tell you something? Because there's a lot of youngsters here, you need to know this. The scientists say that there's a nerve here. And if something touches it continuously, then a person's manhood becomes weak, subhanAllah. Now who is saying this? The doctors of today, the so-called scientists of today, the so-called people we turn to, the so-called people who we feel that they are the ones with knowledge. But Nabi Prophet ﷺ told us this over 1400 years ago. And still we, when we stand in the Saf, and the Imam says, apne pajama ko takhno se upar kar le, put your trousers above your ankles. The Imam is saying this to us. And listen to me very carefully. Some of the ulama have stated very clearly, if a person leaves his trousers hanging below his ankles, some ulama have gone to the extent of saying his namaz will not even be accepted, subhanAllah. Allah save us. Allah save us, my brothers. But at that precise time, when you are in the presence of Allah, when you have come to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you have come to glorify Allah, when you have come to show our obedience to Allah, at that same very same time, we stand and the Imam is saying, put your trousers above the ankles. We say, who the hell this guy thinks he is? And we don't want to obey Allah at that time, Allahu Akbar. Anyway, my time is running up and my tongue is being controlled. Moving further on, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further says, وَإِيَّاكَ وَإِثْبَالَ الْعِزَارِ. That's the exact thing was upset. Don't keep your trousers below the ankles. فَإِنَّهَا مِنَ الْمَخِيلَةِ. Because if you keep your trousers, if you keep your jubbas below the ankles, this is from pride. This is from boastfulness. You see, even proud of yourself. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمَخِيلَةِ. Allah does not like that person who is feeling proud of themselves. And lastly, the first wasiyah given by Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was control your tongue. The last wasiyah given by Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again regarding controlling the tongue, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَإِنِّ امْرَأً شَتَمَكْ أَوْ عَيَّرَكْ بِمَا يَعْلَمْ فِيكْ فَلَا تُعَيِّرْهُ بما تعلم فيه فإنما وبال ذلك عليه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That if a person was to swear at you, if a person was to give you some dirties, if a person was to swear at you, was to give you some dirties, if a person was to remind you of your fault, which in reality is within you, a fault which is in reality within you, then you don't remind him of a fault which in reality is in him, because this could be a means of hurt to him. Allahu Akbar. You see, this is a great advice given by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to all of us, not only to Jabir ibn Sulaim, but also to all of us. And let me give you a solution to this. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Hazrat Aqba ibn Amir radiyallahu ta'ala says in a hadith, man najah, what is the salvation? How can we gain salvation? Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, amtik alayka lisanak, control your tongues. If you control your tongues, you're gonna be successful. If you control your tongues, you're gonna be successful. Wal yata'k baytuk, don't go out without any need. Stay in your home as much as you can, and in the end, wabki ala khatiyatik, cry upon your faults. If you cry and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a successful. And let me tell you, when we were in Darul Uloom, and when we were studying Darul Uloom, we used to practice one thing, and I'd like to share that with you today, and that is that we have a habit of swearing a lot. We have a habit of swearing a lot. The way we can take this habit away is that we should make a group of people, and we should say to each other, if I swear, give me a punch. Now don't kill that person, just give him a slight punch. And alhamdulillah, slowly and gradually, because it's better that we get the punishment in this world than what's going to wait for us in the hereafter. So if you swear, give that person a punch. If you lie, give that person a punch. Eventually, inshallah, this bad habit of swearing, abusing, and lying will go away from us. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُ وَبِحَمْدِهِ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ.
Respected elders and brothers, there are a few important announcements.